Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill, standing out for the Water Cooler Conversations. And we had such incredibly cold temperatures last week.
Yuck.
And whenever I say we, I'm talking about the whole country.
Yes.
And,
well, I mean, I doubt, like, the farthest southern states
did. Okay, calm down there.
Bitter, okay?
I know, but even some of the southernmost states, they weren't sub-zero, but they were really cold, okay?
They were cold for them. It was
right.
Like 50.
Yeah. And so Des Moines, Iowa, they were experiencing sub-zero temperatures like the rest of the Midwest, but it didn't keep 80-year-old Glenn Peterson from his job as a crossing guard.
Aw, that's sweet.
It is sweet.
And crazy.
And crazy. You're right. He spends his afternoons at the corner of Valley West Drive and Western Hills Drive, helping children cross the street.
Do you think he put a little whiskey in his hot chocolate?
He should have. I mean, I didn't think about that. You know what? That's the whole
lifelong goal for us when we retire.
Right.
We could do that.
Right. Yeah.
Put drinks in it. I mean,
sure.
Who wouldn't want us as crossing guards?
Right. I will wear one of those helmets with the beer cans on both sides.
Yeah. Perfect.
Too, you know,
you don't want to hide that
it's
you're drinking.
Probably not appropriate, you know, being a school crossing guard
right,
and such.
For elementary school.
I'm not even sure if he works for the school. Let me see.
He just goes out and does it.
Yeah,
for
I'm
fun.
Trying to figure this
see,
out
then
here.
You can't be fired.
Right.
Smart guy.
So, might get arrested, but okay. And he says, I was raised on a farm in southern Iowa, so this kind of weather never bothered me too much. I just layer up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yuck, though.
Yeah, and here's
layer
more.
Up all day-ish.
Right. He says, 5 on top, 3 on the bottom. All right, 5 on top.
Good, thank you for that.
3 on the bottom. So, yeah, I'm turning
his bottom like, stays okay, warmer, apparently.
See. Long johns and then pants and then pants. He says, I feel no pain. My face is conditioned. So that answers the question. He is drinking whiskey, Jill. Like, now
yeah,
we know.
Your face is conditioned because you're wasted.
I feel no pain. And so he dutifully stands watch along the busy road, even if only one student needed his services whenever he did it last Monday afternoon.
That's really nice.
Yeah. One
they still
kid.
Had school.
See, this is what I'm saying.
So did that kid not know they didn't have school?
Right. You got sub-zero temperatures. It's, it's important that none of the other kids walk through, but the one kid, I mean, I'm thinking you don't even need a crossing guard of that. You got one kid. I mean, people should be able to say, hey, look, there's a kid.
I'm pretty sure that kid can make it across
right.
the street.
Let's not hit him. You know, I mean, that's really what we're looking at. And the West Des Moines School District, it looked like they didn't need his help over those next few days because then they had to close the schools like one or two of the days.
Yeah, I thought they all closed. We're the only lucky ones that got to go every day.
What they said was that they look for sustained wind chills of -30 as a benchmark for closure.
Oh, my God. If it's -29,
right.
You kids are fine.
That's
get out
right.
there.
Oh, get out there. We got Glenn. We got Glenn out there to help you across the road.
He's good.
Yeah, he'll be
good.
All right. Then they go, that's not set in stone. Because,
you don't say.
They're afraid that somebody's going to go, really? 30 below, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that's your benchmark.
All right. So there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.